if a person is in a situation of suffix, he's unsure if he read Kriya Shema, so does he go back again? And or maybe not again. Does he say Kriya Shema in a situation of suffix, or does he not? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, this is in Brachos, Chapal from an Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix lo kara, eino chozer vikore. Don't look. My timer. Why does Rav Yehuda hold that if you are not sure if you said Kriya Shema, you don't say Kriya Shema now. You don't say it, quote unquote, again. What do you think so? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Tony Durabanan, excellent. What does the Gemara say? My taima, Kriya Shema Durabanan. Asks Rabbi Yosef, whoa, wait a second. It says in the Torah, B'shach b'cha uvkumecha. The Pasuk says, Vayu advar ma'ila, and behold these words. You'll say them over when? B'shach b'cha uvkumecha, when you lie down and when you wake up. So isn't it explicit in the Torah that it's a diaraisa? It says, you shall read these words and speak them in the morning and in the evening. Bishah that you go to sleep, and the bishah when you wake up. So answers Abaye, Amarle Abaye, Hahu bedivrei Torah ksiv. What do you think that means, Donnie? Hahu bedivrei Torah ksiv. That is said in regards to Talmud Torah. What do you think that means? That this first pasuk of this first paragraph of Kriya Shema, which says, and behold, these words will be on your heart, and you'll speak about them when you wake up and you go to sleep, is not referring to Kriya Shema. It's referring to Talmud Torah. It's referring to learning Torah. These words will be on your heart. You'll think about them in your house, when you're on your way, when you lie down, when you wake up. It's not talking about Kriya Shema, it's talking about Torah. Rabbi Lazar Amar, now comes along the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Safek kar Kriya Shema. Safek lo kara, chozer v'kore kriya shema. If you have a safek, then you have to go back and say kriya shema. Now in the Gemara, it doesn't say my taima, because kriya shema is d'oraisa. Why doesn't it say that? Isn't that the machlokas here? So there are those who are very creative in the Gemara and say that that's not the machlokas. Everybody agrees that it's d'rabbanan. This is what the Tosfos Rosh writes. Tosfos Rosh writes, everyone agrees it's d'rabbanan. We already said that in the Gemara. My taima is d'rabbanan. That's why Rabbi Yehuda held that in a situation of suffix, you don't go back, because it's d'rabbanan. So how come Rabbi Elazar says you do go back? If he really held it was d'oraisa, the Gemara would say it's because it's d'oraisa. So he also holds it's d'rabbanan. So if he holds it's d'rabbanan, why do you go back and say it again? Any suggestions? If Rabbi Elazar agrees that it's d'rabbanan, why would he hold you go back and say it again? Don't we generally have a principle that when it's a d'oraisa, suffix d'oraisa l'chorm, you go back? When it's a durabanan, you don't go back. Maybe it's an exception. Why would it be an exception? Maybe because it's very, very important. In Achanami, it's only durabanan, but Rav Elazar holds it so important that you do it again if it's a suffix. That's what the Tosfos Rosh suggests. The Tosfos Rosh suggests, this is not a machlokas if it's duraisa or durabanan. It's definitely durabanan. So why do you go back? Because Rav Elazar holds it's so crucial, so important, so vital, even if it's not a mitzvah duraisa, this is something that we really want you to do when we tell you to do it again. But that's a big chiddush. That's not the pashtus. The pashtus, the Gemara, is that it's because Rabbi Elazar holds that it's d'oraisa. Well, then wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara tell me then? That's the reason. What would you say? Because it's obvious. That's right. If we told you that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't go back is because it's d'rabanan, and then we tell you that Rabbi Elazar says you do go back, l'chora, it's because he holds it's d'oraisa. That's what Rashi says on the spot, and that's how most Rishonim read this Gemara, that this is a din d'oraisa according to Rabbi Elazar. How do we pass? Oh, before we get there, al b'tzad that it's d'oraisa, that the machlokas is it d'rabanan, is it d'oraisa, and nafkamina is, do you go back if you have a safek? We also have a very fascinating machlokas just in terms of bir hadvarim and what the pasuk means. According to Rav Elazar, that it's d'oraisa, when the Torah says, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ila, sher nochi mitzavcha, ayom alu, orech, v'yal, v'chulei, v'chulei, and it says, b'shoch b'cha b'beisach, v'lech t'cha v'derech, what are all those pasukim talking about? About Kriya Shema. And according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that it's d'rabbanan, so what are all these pasukim in the Torah talking about? About Talmud Torah. So we don't only have a machlokas in halacha, is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, and what should you do if you forgot, if you said it, but we also have a very interesting machlokas just in terms of the bir hadvarim in the psukim. What is the Torah talking about there? Is it talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or is it talking about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? La halacha, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin like Rav Elazar, and Lefi Rashi's interpretation of Rav Elazar, that it's D'oraisa, and we assume that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is D'oraisa, the Rambam counts it towards the very beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvah, says a mitzvah D'oraisa, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah D'oraisa, so Kriya Shema is definitely a mitzvah D'oraisa, and therefore before we say Kriya Shema, it's important that we take a second before we say the words of Kriya Shema to have Kavanah to be Yotze. We know there's a mitzvah of Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that machlokas has nothing to do with the etzem kavana to be yotzei a mitzvah. Before you do the mitzvah, you have to have kavana that you're being yotzei a mitzvah. Then there's a machlokas, you have to have all these deeper kavanos in mind. That's the machlokas of mitzvah shichas kavana. But everybody agrees that in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, you have to have kavana lotzeis. Which means that before you say Kriya Shema, you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, now that it's a mitzvah D'oraisa, we have one more thing we need to clarify. What exactly constitutes the mitzvah D'oraisa? Which parshios of Kriya Shema form the mitzvah D'oraisa? Very practical stuff here, right? Let's say you're rushing, and you don't have time. Not you're rushing. You're rushing. You're British. But let's say you're rushing. What? Let's say you're rushing, and you don't have time to say all of Kriya Shema. And you only have time to do the mitzvah D'oraisa. Well, what do you have to do? What's the bare minimum to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So here we have a big, big machlokas rishonim. Four different shitas. How do we squeeze four shitas out of this? One is the shita of the Ramban. If you look at, take a look in source number four. The Ramban in the Machamos, in Rosh Hashanah, says, Zo eno she'ela, he's talking about something else, she'ikar Kriya Shema pasuk rishon. Uba yotze yidei chovaso. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? It's from source number two, the Gemara in Brachos. Take a look at the Gemara in Brachos. Tanu Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zo Kriya Shema shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that was his Kriya Shema. That's all he said. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Gemara continues there. Amar Rabbi Loi, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Terav. Omar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'nenas b'sheina. Let's say you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and then you fall asleep. The head bobs and you're out. You fall asleep on the couch and you're out. You were yotzei. Omar Le Rav Nachman Rav Avadia b'psuka kama saron. If a person has not yet said the first pasuk and he fell asleep, wake him up. Your roommate, you know he went to sleep early and he has not yet said Kriya Shema at night. You wake him up. In order to can say it. Tfei. But if he said the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you leave him. Lo tzaron. Okay. Why? Lechora, this Gemara is screaming at us what? Derek, what do you say? What do you hear from this Gemara? Meaning, what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Just the first pasuk. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi only said that pasuk. And that's why the din is that if you only said the first pasuk and you fell asleep, No one has to wake you up. And if you fell asleep without saying the first pasuk, we wake you. But if you've already said the first, we don't wake you. This Gemara seems almost mafurish that the first pasuk is all you have to do in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and that's what the Ramban writes. So, eno shela shela, ikar Kriya Shema, pasuk rishon, uba yotzei de chavaso, kedam rinan, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachos on Yud Gimel. Okay, that's the shita of the Ramban, and the Rashba, his Talmud, says like that. However, there are other shitas. One is the shita of the Yoreim, the Sefer Yoreim, Rav Elazar Mimetz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So he writes that the entire first parsha is the mitzvah D'oraisa, not just the first pasuk, but also the first parsha, V'yahavta Eis, that's also D'oraisa. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Brachos on Tevzayin Amad Aleph, talking there about people who are involved in work, and they're being paid by the hour. We know the Maseil Shasharim talks about how it's Mamash, a big shayla of gezel, if you're being paid by the hour and you don't use the full hour for work. So there's certain things that are assumed. If someone's paying you to do 5 hours of work, they know you're going to go to the bathroom. But to go to the bathroom and read a book in the bathroom and to take your time, if you're being paid by the hour, that could be that's a shayla of gezela. You have to be very careful if you're being paid by the hour. You have to really work. So let's say you're working and you start working at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're doing the early morning shift, and you're going to be working from 5 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, what should you do? So it says that the Po'alim can stop in order to say Parsha Rishona, to say Shema and be a Hafta. So asks the Urayim, he's Medayik from here, that L'chor, that's because that is the mitzvah D'Oraisa. The mitzvah D'Oraisa is to say Shema and be a Hafta. Although you see how careful Chazal were with the Isser of Gezel here. They're trying to figure out, like, can you stop for 5 seconds to say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, or are you allowed to take 25 seconds to say V'yahafta? Ad k'tei kach, they're being careful with the Yisrael Gezela for the Po'alim. So that is the Urayim, and I saw Yaakov mouthing something to me. Were you saying Rashi and Brachos? Is that what you were trying to say to me? Yes, Yaakov was mouthing to me Rashi and Brachos. As many of you might know, the very beginning of Brachos, in the first Amud, there's a discussion about saying Kriya Shema at night. And Rashi there says that the standard practice was that everybody would say Kriya Shema in Shul at night, okay? But they used to daven before it got dark out. It's dangerous to walk around at night in the fields. So they would daven Mincha Mariv before it got dark. So when do you say Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema needs to be said at night. So Rashi says that when you're saying Kriya Shema Alamita, and you say the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, Alamita, you say Shema and V'yahafta, so you have in mind then, and that's how you Yotze Kriya Shema. You're not really Yotze when you said it at Ma'ariv, because you said Ma'ariv when it was still daylight. But you'll be Yotze at Kriya Shema Alamita when you say the first paragraph. Sounds like, according to Rashi also, that the first paragraph is the D'oraisa. So that's Shita number 2. Shita number 3 is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, I put it on the source sheet here, but it's long. We're not going to read the whole thing. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah? What does he say? The first two paragraphs. The first two paragraphs are the Kiyum, are the mitzvah D'oraisa of Kriya Shema. And the last is the Shita of the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph, he says it's a mitzvah saseh to say Kriya Shema, and then in Halacha Beis, Umahu Kore, we're in source number 5 on the sheet, Umahu Kore, Shlosha Parshios Elu Hein. Shema, V'hayam Shamoa, and V'yomer. Umakdi, and then he tells us why we do the order that we do it in. We say Shema first, and then after that, we say V'hayam, because one's Kamboz Omach Shemayim, one's Kamboz Omitzvos, and then finally Tzitzis, because that's Sechiris Kol HaMitzvos. You could even argue that this whole question, which he's quoting, it's a Gemara, he's quoting here about why we do it in the order that we do. If only the first two, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, were D'oraisa, we wouldn't need an explanation for why we say the first two first, and then the third one, and then Vayomer last. It would be obvious we do Vayomer last. It's D'rabbanan. So maybe the Rambam saw even in that Gemara that's trying to explain the order that they're all D'oraisa, therefore you need to explain the order. If one was D'rabbanan, you wouldn't need to explain the order. It would be obvious that D'rabbanan's at the end. Perhaps. But like, so that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that all three are D'oraisa. Now, we have a big kasha. So we have four shitas. First pasuk, first paragraph, first two prakim, all three. There's a little bit of a din in the Rambam about what he holds, but that's the pashas, the Rambam, that it's all three. So four shitas. The problem is that L'chora, the Ramban, is right. Why is L'chora, the Ramban, right? Because the Ramban had an open-shut Gemara that literally, almost explicitly says that Kriya Shema Rebuta Anasi is Shema Yisrael, and then it tells us a halacha, as we already read inside. That if you've already said the first paragraph, you're Yotze and you don't wake somebody up. Doesn't that absolutely imply that only the first pasuk is D'oraisa? And it's much worse, because guess what? The Rambam in Mishnah Torah paskins like that Gemara. And the Rambam writes explicitly that if someone has said the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you do not wake him up. How can the Rambam, on the one hand, write that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to say all three parshios are D'oraisa, and then he tells us that if someone only said the first pasuk and then they fell asleep, you don't have to wake them up because they were already Yotze Kriya Shema? What do you mean? I thought you only Yotze Kriya Shema with all three paragraphs. So this seems like it's a steer in the Rambam. There is another Gemara, though, that seems to imply otherwise. Take a look at the Gemara in source number 3, the Gemara on Daf Yudal Raman Aleph. Boy mine achi, Tana debei Rav Chia, me Rav Chia. Or achai, Tana debei Rav Chia, me Rav Chia. The following question was asked. When it comes to Hallel and Megillah, Mahu Shiv Sok, can you be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, in order, and Rashi fills in for us, in order to give She'el HaShalom to someone? Somebody walks in the room, you want to give him shalom, can you do it in the middle of hallel? So the Gemara says, yes. I mean, isn't it maybe a kal v'chomer? If kriya shema is d'oraisa, and we're posek. Now the Mishnah says, when are we posek to give shalom shalom? Bein aprakim. And we're mafsik bein aprakim to give shalom to someone. So then hallel, which is d'rabbana and mibaya, isn't it obvious that you can? Where's the raya in this Gemara? What does the Gemara say? By kriya shema, where you can be mafsik bein aprakim. And that's d'oraisa. So then hallel, which is only a d'rabbanan, isn't it pashut that you can be mafsik? What does this Gemara sound like a raya?
Because it was saying between the prakim, so then those prakim were also d'oraisa.
Right. If the Ramban is correct that only the first pasuk is d'oraisa, so then you're not being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah d'oraisa to say shalom to someone, bein aprakim. Bein aprakim means like after v'ahavta, before v'haya, you can give shalom to someone. That's not being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah d'rabbanan, according to the Ramban. And yet the Gemara says, that's called being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, achas kamo v'kamo, you could be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, which is only d'rabbanan. So, seems like a raya that it's d'oraisa. So we've got contradictory sources going on here. We've got indications that it's only d'oraisa. Only the first pasuk's d'oraisa. We've got indications that all the prakim are d'oraisa. And the biggest problem is that the Rambam himself is soser himself. In one location he writes that all three paragraphs are d'oraisa. In another location he writes that only the first pasuk is d'oraisa. And that's why you don't have to wake somebody up. How do we work out the seer and the Rambam? And what's going on here? How can we also have such a big machlokas? Four different shitas. What is the issue here? What's the mitzvah d'oraisa and what is not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa? Yeah, Daniel. You have a suggestion? Or a ha'ara? A question? Go ahead.
Can the Gemara only indicate that...
Which Gemara?
The Gemara that says that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. Can't that only be the first two paragraphs?
Maybe it could be. Right, maybe that... Right, that might... It's definitely a raya against the Ramban that only the first pasuk is d'oraisa. Right. But it doesn't tell us who's right within the other four shitas. Right. But it indicates it's more than... Let's say it like this. It's a stira to that Gemara that after a guy says the first pasuk and he falls asleep, you don't have to wake him up because he's already been yotzei. L'chore, he hasn't already been yotzei. Okay.
Can we say that there are two mitzvahs d'oraisa and that's what we're arguing about? Meaning,
okay, let's see. Two brisker. Yeah, there are two dinim, yeah?
Because you have the first mitzvah d'oraisa, which is
okay.
And then you have kriyat shema. So the question,
Yaakov, what do you think about that? This is like very close to what you were saying before. You hear what he's saying? First pasuk is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zolach Shemayim. All the other ones are a separate mitzvah called Kriya Shema.
Or we can say that even the first paragraph...
You can go.
It's also the first paragraph is both Kabbalah Zolach Shemayim and Kriya Shema, and the rest are a separate mitzvah.
Okay, that's a very nice suggestion, but we would need to find in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, for instance, that he counts as a separate mitzvah, Kabbalah Zolach Shemayim, which I don't think you'll find. He has a mitzvah called Kriya Shema. The truth is that the Rambam's second mitzvah, now I'm thinking just based on the Rambam's second mitzvah in his Sefer Mitzvot is mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which he says you're Mekayim with the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Wow, maybe we would want to say, this. I never saw anyone say such a thing, but this could be a very nice Chiddush. Dani, you could put it in your Sefer. Let's just take a look at it. We'll have a vote later what you should name your first Sefer, yeah? What? Oh, and the cover, right. Yeah, we'll put that up. We'll WhatsApp that and get everybody's... Oh, and the fonts. Yeah, we'll get everybody's opinion on all of that. We'll have to ask Henry also, because now he's part of the Chevra also. And Marvin. What's the second mitzvah here? Tzivoy shetzivanu, that we should believe in Yichud. And this is what the Pasuk means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that would be a very nice chiddush, that maybe there's two different mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of saying Shema, that's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and then there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is to say all the three paragraphs. That's a very, very nice suggestion. We're not going to go in that direction, but we're going to shelve it away. That's a nice idea. Okay. The classic interpretation, in order to work this out, is from the Sefer Kiryas Sefer, which I think we've made reference to before, the Mabit. The Mabit's son was who? Who was the Mabit's son? Who is the son of the Mabit? Anyone remember? Wasn't that the Marit?
It was not. It was Yaakov.
No, I think the Marit. Where's the sheet? Who's got yesterday's sheet?
No, you're right.
I think the Marit was the son of the Mabit. You got it there? Let's check. Let's see the back. the Maharit, Rav Yosef of Trani, the son of the Mabit, was born in Tzfat in 1568 and died in Constantinople. Okay, so the Maharit's father, the Mabit, wrote a sefer called the Kiryat Sefer, which I think we've made reference to before. He writes on the Rambam. He often tells you if what the Rambam's writing is the Oraiser, if it's the Rabbanon. And the Mabit says as follows. Take a look. This is in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph. He's counting here the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Likros Kriyat Shema. Umahu kore shalosh parshios elu. Shema v'ayom shemoa v'ayomer. Dichsiv behu b'shoch b'cha uvkumecha. Umidioraisa. Kevan shekara pasuk rishon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yatzi yedei chovaso. V'hu shekivein bo. You have to have kavana. Skip a line. V'nire. De'afilu hachi. Even so. B'kriyas kol ha'gimel parshios. Mikayim. Mitzvah Dioraisa. Afagav, the Bipasuk Rishon, Niftar. What did you just say? With all three Parshios, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Dioraisa, even though with the first Pasuk, you're already Yotze Yerchiv. So he gives an example. He says it's like the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Midioraisa, we say, V'yagisa bo yomam v'layla, you need to learn Torah. You need to learn Torah every morning and every night. How are you Yotze reading Torah every morning and every night? One pasuk, you're Yotze. If a guy says, I have a very busy day today, I can only learn, I'll learn one Mishnah in the morning, I'll learn one Mishnah at night, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah requires every day a little learning in the morning and a little learning at night. Let's say I have nothing to do today and I mamish sit from the morning until the night learning Torah all day. Was I not Mekayim Mitzvah of the Oraisa of Talmud Torah? Once I said the first Pasuk, I'm done, and the rest of the learning is just a Rabbanon? Of course not. Whatever I learn is a Cheftza of Torah. Whatever I learn is a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of the Oraisa. But my Chiyuv is only a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night. Says the Kiryat Sefer, that's the same pshat here, with Af, he says, look at the last line. Hachanami, end of the second to last line. Hacha, af agav din nifter midei chovas kriyas shema b'pasuk rishon. Kishakore kol gimel parshios hu mekayei mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Mabit that we have to be mechalik between the chiyuv and the kiyum. You're yotzei the mitzvah with very little. And that's why if a person is sleeping, you don't wake him up. He was already yotzei the mitzvah. But you're going to be a kiyum of Kriya Shema, perhaps according to the Rambam, they're saying all three paragraphs. Let me explain a little bit more. Let's say I say, okay, I want to be Mekayim Kriya Shema right now. So I say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And now I say, Goy Royal Avraham, El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov Bekel Shakayu Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem Vaki Mosi Esbri Yitom Lo Seis Lames Eretz Knan Eis Eretz Megurahem Asher Garuba. What are these psukim? Pashas Vo'era. Very good. Mine too. That's how I say. That's how I know it by heart. So, Parshas Vayera. So, would anyone say after I'm done, look at me and go, "Woo! That was a nice mitzvah of Kriyat Shema." You were just Mekayim. No, you would say you said Kriyat Shema, and then you were reading Pesukim in the Torah. That wasn't a kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Comes along the Rambam and says, "No, you know what? Part of the kiyum of Kriyat Shema is it's all three paragraphs. That's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is just to say Shema Yisrael. But if you say more." That also is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It might also be Talmud Torah. But it's a kiyum of Kriyat Shema. And what's the machlokas? Then the machlokas between these Rishonim is not what's the Iker mitzvah. Barur, the Iker mitzvah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But when Chazal were giving direction to the mitzvah, they were telling us that there's more here to say, and you can do the mitzvah in a more robust way, and it'll all be part of the kiyum of the mitzvah. So when you say Shema, yeah, you're Yotze. But say V'yahavta Esa. V'yahavta Es also. And say V'haya also. And say V'yomer. That'll give a deeper and a greater kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, in Nachanami, like the Gemara says, if you're in the middle between two parashios and you're mafsik, that's being mafsik, the middle of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not like reading Parshas Vayera. It's reading Kriya Shema. It's just that that's not the bare minimum. The bare minimum is if you say just the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. this idea that Chazal formed the Kiyum, even though the Chiyum is only one Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekadosh, Shem Echad, but Chazal gave form to a deeper and greater and more robust Kiyum. So we see that in another Gemara. The Gemara later in Brachos tells us, it's earlier, it's on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara there tells us that Chazal were considering putting all of Parshas Bilam into Kriya Shema. You ever heard this Gemara? Chazal were going to put Parshas Bilam into Kriya Shema, but they didn't because it was too big of a tircha. What does that mean? It means that Chazal were trying to figure out which Parshios, the Torah, should we be adding to Kriya Shema to create a deeper, more robust Kiyum of the mitzvah. And they were considering putting Parshas Bilam in. But they did it because it was too long and it was going to be... Now, L'chora, when we say that, we mean those psukim of bracha that are given there, you know, matovu alecha, that those things were going to be part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Again, this reflects this lomdus that we're saying. To add to it, this is what the Kiryat Sefer says. To add it, the Rav Soloveitchik added a little bit more depth in order to understand this chiluk between the kiyum and the chiyuv. He added a little bit more. He said as follows, and this will be Al Derech, Yaakov, and Dani. The Rav added as follows. He said that there's some mitzvahs where the etzem kriya of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Like what? Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, the kriya is the mitzvah. And therefore, if you only read part of the Megillah, you're not Yotze. Because the mitzvah is to read the entire Megillah. Reading half of it is like doing half a mitzvah. It's like eating half a piece of matzah. Half a kazayas of matzah. Eating half a kazayas of matzah is nothing. So too, reading half of the Megillah is nothing because the mitzvah is the etzem kriya. However, there are other mitzvos where the kriya is a way to get to something else. He says the mitzvah of kriya shema, the mitzvah is not the actual kriya, that is the ma'isa mitzvah, but the ikar kiyum is kabbalas olmachu shemayim. What we're trying to do by reading Kriya Shema is not just to be Yotzei certain words, like Mikra Megillah. You said the words, you're Yotzei. It's in order to get to the Kiyum, the deeper meaning, which is the Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim. And therefore he says, Enochanami, you could be Mekayim, Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim, by reading the first Pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, if you say that with Kavana, that's a Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim. But Chazal... Why did they add? Why did I say a second ago that they added to make it a more robust mitzvah, to make it a deeper mitzvah? Because they saw, b'chachmasam, that in order for a person to really be mekabel olmach hashemayim, you've got to say more than Shema Yisrael. To really be mekabel olmach hashemayim, to get to the real kiyum, you could do it with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And who, for instance, was able to do that? Rabbi Yudah Nasi, this is his kriya Shema. Because he was able to get there with just the line of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But Chazal knew that if us, regular people, if we're going to want to really be Mekabel Olmach Hashemayim, so we need to say Ve'ohavto Eis, speak about Avos Hashem, and about constantly thinking about Talmud Torah or Kriya Shema, and we have to say Ve'hayo, which is a Kabbalah Olmach Mitzvos, we have to be Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim. If we say all of these things, that will bring us to a pure and real and deep Kabbalah Solmach Hashemayim. Just to give a mashal, Amad Dover Doma, which is a similar idea that Chazal sometimes, they're the ones who give form in order to really be able to Mekayim the mitzvah. So there's a discussion, the Bahag writes that Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, the Rambam argues on that. Hallel's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. In fact, that Gemara we saw earlier indicated that Hallel was not a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Ramban is trying to defend the Bahag. So the Ramban says, no, Hallel could be a D'oraisa. But there's a big kasha. What's the big kasha? And this is the kasha that the Rambam asks. How in the world can Hallel be a D'oraisa? What's Hallel? What do we say in Hallel? We say Tehillim. Who wrote Tehillim? David. David is after Kabbalah Satorah or before Kabbalah Satorah? After Kabbalah Satorah. How can there be a mitzvah D'oraisa to say Hallel? Hallel was written... Many years later, Hallel was written. So comes the Ramban and says, no. What the Bahag meant was that the Iker mitzvah, to be Mahalel Hashem, that's the Oraisa. How? What's the best way to do that? So Chazal chose the words of David and said, these words that David wrote later, that's the best way to get to the Kiyum. What's the Kiyum? The Kiyum is to praise God. We have a similar phenomenon. It's not exactly the same. We have a similar phenomenon by Birchas HaMazon. By Birchas HaMazon, so we say that the first three brachos are D'oraisa. Right? The first bracha, Hazanas HaKol. And Noda until V'al HaKol. And then Rachem to Bnei Yerushalayim. But the Gemara tells us that the first bracha was written by Moshe. The second bracha was written by Yoshua. And the third bracha was written by David. How can those three brachos be of D'oraisa? If they were written by David and Yoshua, they're after the Torah. So l'chora, the pshan is the same. That the kiyum to bless Hashem after we eat, and that part of that we should mention the land, and we should mention Binyan Yerushalayim, that's D'oraisa. Nothing to talk about. That's D'oraisa. The actual text, what's the best text to use in order to fully connect to that? That David provided, that Yehoshua provided. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah D'oraisa. And therefore, perhaps using these ideas, we can add a little bit more understanding to what the Kiryat Sefer was saying, the Rav suggested. That by Kriya Shema, there's a kiyum. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is, the ikar kiyum, is to be mekabel olam ha-shamayim. And you can discharge that officially with the first pasuk. And therefore, if someone just said the first pasuk, leave him alone. He was mekayim l'chiyum. But there's a deeper, more robust kiyum. Maybe even it should include Pashas Bilam. Maybe that we should stick in there also. Why? Because Chazal were trying to formulate what is the greatest way to be mekayim this mitzvah. And whatever, and it ends up, halacha lemaisa, that if you say what they formulated, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's not your chiyuv, but it's part of the kiyum. And it's considered part of the cheftza of Kriya Shema. And that is the machlokas then between the Rambam, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah. When Chazal came and were adding onto the mitzvah of the D'oraisa to make a more robust kiyum, were they adding just one paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs? That's the machlokas Rishonim. What I think is the most important thing, the most important takeaway from this, is that we have to realize when we're saying Kriya Shema that we don't just do it without thinking, but that we do it with kavana, and we realize very greatly what we think strongly about, that we're trying to be makabel upon ourselves, Omachu Shemayim.